Helena Cromwell allowed herself to be dragged toward the top of the tallest dune that edged the northern tip of Crane Island.
"Where are we going?" she demanded.
"You'll see. Come on, scaredy cat."
Jessie Tyson, high school quarterback and her crush of the last 6 months, had to shout to be heard over the noise of the storm.
"It's too dark to see anything."
That was a lie. It was pitch black, but her eyes had adjusted to the night, and the full moon provided short blasts of silvery light that lit up the world whenever the clouds parted for more than a few seconds. A shadow moved in the periphery of her vision, and she whipped her head around, jerking to a stop.
"Did you see something?"
she yelled. Jessie tried to pull her forward, but she dug in her heels. Was someone out there? A shiver tip-tapped down her spine. She peered hard into the night, but when the moon reappeared, there was only blowing sand and violently lashing grass.
"There's no one there. Come on, Helena,"
Jessie insisted. Of course there was no one there. It must have been a trick of the light, or the storm making her nerves dance like Mexican jumping beans. She let Jessie drag her another few steps. No one else would be crazy enough to be out here in this weather, especially on New Year's Eve. She rolled her eyes. This was a stupid idea, and if her dad found out she was here, or that she'd lied about being at Kit's tonight, he'd kill her.
"Where's your sense of adventure?"
Jessie taunted.
"Same place yours is going to be if our parents find out where we are and what we're doing," she grumbled.
"We haven't done anything yet."
Jessie's dark eyes glistened in the darkness. Her heart gave a little flutter, and she swallowed hard. Oh, my. And that was why she was out on the dunes, even though she knew better. The fact they'd both been drinking alcohol wouldn't go over well either. Not that her dad was ever going to find out. He'd ground her for a year. And it wasn't just because she'd lied about where she was going, or was out with a boy. No one was supposed to be on the dunes at Parsons Point. Her dad worked for land management at the Department of Natural Resources, and took this kind of trespassing very seriously. The area was part of a stabilization experiment they were conducting to try and protect the outer banks from further erosion. She knew the spiel by heart. If he found out, it wouldn't matter that she was his daughter. In fact, that would make the punishment worse. The hand that pulled her along was confident and strong, not allowing her to balk or change her mind. She started to slip backward in the loose sand, but Jessie grasped her tighter and hauled her with him. She couldn't help but be impressed by all those gorgeous muscles. Together they staggered over the top of the beach ridge and slid down the other side, sand flying in every direction. She squealed with fright when they stumbled to their knees in the valley between dunes. Then she started giggling hysterically.
"Idiot!"
She shoved his arm. Jessie took both her hands in his, and she could feel him staring at her in the darkness. For a moment, she thought he was going to kiss her, but instead he flashed her a grin, the one that had all the girls in high school swooning, and pulled her to her feet. They climbed up the next shorter dune and landed near the top, lying side by side in the sand. Something dug into her thigh, and she shifted away from it, closer to Jessie. The wind howled, and she shivered.
"You cold?"
It was now officially January and blowing a frickin' gale.
"A little."
Jessie shrugged out of his down jacket and wrapped it around her shoulders.
"What about you?"
she asked, even though she was grateful for the body heat still trapped inside the fabric.
"I'm fine."
Wide shoulders brushed hers as he shrugged. 18 years old and a star athlete, he wore a red plaid shirt over a bright white t-shirt and jeans.
"I dragged you out here. I don't want you to die of exposure before I even steal a kiss."
Helena shot him a sideways look. Over the last few months, she'd caught him staring at her a few times, but he'd been dating someone from the mainland. The girl had finally broken it off with him on social media, biatch, and just before Christmas he'd asked Helena to go with him to the New Year's Eve party his friend was hosting. She'd been both thrilled and nervous the entire Christmas break. Now she was here, squeezed up tight against him and him talking about kisses. Her cheeks bloomed with heat, and she wanted to fan herself, but didn't dare lest he think she was a total dork. She was a total dork.